It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Yes, you're live on Adobe Radio. Hey, everybody listening. We've got a lot of people tuning in right now, and this is going to be a really good show, and it's live.
Woohoo!
Why do you always say that?
That it's going to be a good show?
Yeah, let's wait and see what happens.
He's got to talk himself into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. This is as much for me as it is the listeners. So I have to convince myself it's going to be good. But it should be good because we're going to talk to a really cool band. If you like the Black Keys, White Stripes, bands like that, we have a band that is going to, I think, knock your socks off, as they say.
With the faraway places they're talking about, makes me want to go somewhere like an island in the ocean, away from the commotion.
Monk Tamoni. Monk Tamoni. That's the name of the band.
Do you think there's ever going to be a point in the future, like way out, distant future, 1,000 years from now, but some kids get together, they're going to start their little band, and they're going to sit down, and they're going to look through the encyclopedia of band names, and
there's going to be nothing left.
All be gone.
That's a legitimate concern, I think.
Do you think there will be bands in 1,000 years?
Ooh, all yes. That and more to talk
and,
about.
We will be performing for our robot overlords.
That's right.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
What's that, Chris? You're saying something off mic when the intro is playing.
Oh, I was just saying that it'll be the opposite of like that band from Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh. Yeah. Well, if you want to give us a call, you can. If you ever wanted to be live on Adobe Radio, now's your shot. 1-888-99-ADOBE. 1-888-994-3624. I did open up the phone lines. So feel free to give us a call if you want to say what's up. Maybe you want to talk about that new Pokemon Go. Everybody's talking about the Pokemon Go. Do you guys know what this is?
I love how you say it, Eddie.
The Pokemon.
Do you guys have it on your... Have you guys downloaded it yet?
I did download the Pokemon.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So I don't know how you missed this. Oh, you've been working a lot. But this thing just came out last week, and it is like the biggest gaming sensation since probably Candy Crush.
Oh, bigger. It's the biggest I've heard.
People are so, in case you don't know, like Chris, you walk around and you use your camera on your phone, and it kind of show, and you can see Pokemon like through your phone because it uses the camera, so it looks like they're in real life. So people are walking around cities to catch the Pokemon because you go find Pokemon and you can throw things at the Pokemon.
How old are you?
I love how I can't get over how you're saying it.
The Pokemon.
Oh my god!
What do you don't say the?
I don't think you say Pokemon either.
Pokemon.
Huh. How do you guys say Pokemon?
The Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Just the way you say it.
The Pokemon.
It's like that, but like you're from Jamaica.
Right. The Pokemon. Yama.
No, so never mind.
So you've downloaded it. Have you caught any Pokemon?
Yeah, I did download it to check it out because I had to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
And I walked around and caught a couple.
Did you?
But
Pikachu.
It was a little ridiculous though, but now I kind of regret downloading it because people are saying that there are a lot of privacy issues with this app.
There's the catch.
Yeah, that is the catch. This is from TheVerge.com, this article I pulled. Pokemon Go is automatically granting permissions to read your Gmail, among other things. They say Pokemon Go has become widely popular in the days since it was released, but the app may be hiding a serious security issue. In many cases, users who sign into the app through the Google account are often inadvertently granting broad permissions over all information linked to the account, including the power to read and send emails. Yeah, Pokemon can read and send your emails. They say there's no indication that the developer is going to be using the power, but still it's kind of unprecedented the amount of permissions that this thing has on your life.
Can you go into settings somehow and turn it off?
No, you can't. If you want to use this.
If you want to catch Pokemon, you got to give away your life.
So if you
Pikachu is watching you.
The article goes on from TheVerge.com. Full access gives an application broad powers over information in a user's Google account. Because you use your Google account to sign into the game, including the ability to read and send emails, like I said. Also, trace location history through Google Maps. And the app will be unable to change passwords or spend money. However, It does say that it can have access to your Google Pay account and your wallet.
Ooh.
Your Google wallet.
Wow. And you just have to make a dummy Google account.
Yeah, I guess so. And so more people have dug into this. And the company that owns this Pokemon Go and developed it, I guess the CEO, he used to be working for the FBI.
Mm.
So some people are, there's conspiracy theorists out there saying this is how...
This is government.
The government is infiltrating all of our lives through the Pokemon.
You know what, Eddie? If you continue to say it like that, they are not going to try to read your emails.
The Pokemon.
That's how you defend yourself. We don't want to read this guy's
email.
So
what do you think of that? Isn't that a little bit scary, though, that this people are downloading this thing and it has access to... People download apps and then we grant all this information or all of this access. This app can also access your camera, your microphone at will.
What? Yeah, I think most apps can now. Like, it seems like
privacy. Are we just accepting it?
Yeah, I think so. If you have a smartphone, you accept that your privacy is no longer private.
Privacy is increasingly an illusion.
Yeah.
You know what's ironic is, you know, Facebook is one of the most intrusive smartphone apps, yet Mark Zuckerberg just built like a 20-foot wall around his compound because he wants more privacy. What a dick.
Mm. Do you think he has Pokemon Go?
Yeah, that sounded like a lot stronger indictment in your head, I think.
Yeah, he has a security wall? Oh, no.
No, his purpose is, I need more privacy in my life. I'm not getting enough privacy. Yet, he has an app on everyone's phone, and he's in all of our business.
It's because he knows what's going on.
So you guys are just accepting the fact
that... Well, I did download Pokemon Go, so...
Well, you have Facebook.
I don't.
You don't have a Facebook app.
I do.
I watched... Frontline, like 2 or 3 years ago, after the whole Michael Snowden or the other guy who's hiding in Russia, whatever.
Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
Get your facts right.
Michael.
Sorry.
Who the hell is Michael Snowden?
That's a gay porn star he likes. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right. That was pretty good.
Now everyone's Googling that.
They, had a whole thing about how intrusive the government's being and about how to protect your privacy, and like I go to their link online for their tips and none of them are practical.
Yeah, they're all like, get off social media immediately.
Yeah,
like you can't
change your password every 19 seconds.
I'm tired of changing my password, by the way. I've changed my password so many times for my bank account that I can't even get in anymore.
Yeah. Why? Did we talk about this already?
You keep forgetting it?
Yeah.
They're now advising that you don't have different passwords
now
for
you
everything
don't.
Because people can't keep track of all their passwords.
Exactly.
And it's just defaulting to security questions, and it's negating the whole purpose of having the password. So now they're saying have one password for everything and try and keep it.
Because Chris is a reliable source.
We're all...
I am a...
he's a newsman.
World's greatest newsman.
Newsman.
That's on internet radio.
Or as Eddie says, newsmon.
The newsmon. Okay, where's the sound? There it is. All right, well, you know, speaking of the Pokemon, as I like to say, a quick little fun game. This is probably going to be dumb and be a flop, but I thought it'd be fun if... I have
it's probably
going to
be dumb and a flop, yeah. But I thought it'd be fun. Yeah.
Thank God you prefaced that.
It's a Pokemon or Japanese porn stars. So you guys have to guess if it's a Pokemon or a Japanese porn star.
Wait. Did either of you watch Pokemon when it was like a show?
I did not.
Me neither.
Yeah. I think we were all just a little too old for that, even though there were kids in middle school who were like...
I remember a lot of kids loving
that. I feel
that.
Like Pokemon Go is like catered more to our generation.
Adults?
Yeah.
I think so,
absolutely.
Too. Well, okay, Japanese porn stars. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Japanese porn stars or Pokemon. But, you know, since Pokemon only have one name usually, I combined two different Pokemon names.
All right. Well,
so it's
whatever.
A little bit convoluted.
Cheap.
Sorry.
That's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
So here's the first one. Is it a Pokemon or a porn star? Kimiko Matsuzaka.
Porn star.
That's correct. Next one. Now, I don't know how to really pronounce anything in Japanese, so I'm going to butcher all these.
You don't really know how to pronounce anything in English, and it hasn't stopped you from hosting a podcast.
The Pokemon. Hugon Dagasu.
It's got to be a Pokemon.
Porn star.
Well, Chris got that one.
Dang it.
Jason got that one wrong. That is a... And by the way, these are the Japanese translation of Pokemon.
Oh.
Because they're usually like Charmander or whatever.
So Pikachu? I was waiting Pikachu. For Pikachu. Yeah, like...
Pikachu might
wait,
be in...
Wait, so... Well, this is stupid then.
Aki... I told you it's not a good game.
No, it's not. No, it could go it. Either way.
It's pretty good. That's why it's funny.
Is it?
Let's not get meta. Let's just get through
it's
this.
It's up to you to make it entertaining.
Okay.
Aki Tomasaki.
Porn star.
Pokemon.
Chris got that right again.
I'm just going to go opposite what Chris says. I'm down by two. Uh-oh.
Henry Suzuki.
Porn star.
Porn star.
Dang it. Pokemon or porn or Japanese porn star. Let's just do one more. This is dumb.
Well, I'm behind now. I gotta win.
Okay. Banabu Jupeta.
Porn star.
Pokemon.
Dang. That is a Pokemon.
I give up.
Chris got them all right, I think.
Well, he knows his Japanese porn stars.
I do.
Good job there, Chris.
Especially all the male ones that he just named.
They make me feel good about myself.
Oh, woo. Woo.
Wow.
On that note, it's the Eddie Jason Chris Show. And if you want to call us, you can. 1-888-99-ADOBE. It's 1-888-994-3624. Also, make sure that you add us on, what is it, Twitter? Yeah, at EJC Show.
Facebook.
And Facebook. We're on there, too.
We're going to jump into your privacy.
Yeah.
And your private life. Just jump right in there.
In just a minute, we'll talk to our guest, Monk Timoney. In just a second here.
Makes me want to go somewhere like an island in the ocean. Away from the commotion. An island in the ocean. The ocean.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. EJCShow.com.
Let's get to our sponsor first, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's a town in Colorado called Golden.
Founded during the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold.
But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear.
One man knew the value of that water, and that man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in the Golden to brew the finest beer that town had ever tasted.
The miners were grateful because they sat down for a well-deserved banquet. Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion.
Who's that guy that Sam Elliott?
Sam
I feel
Elliott.
Like we should do Sam Elliott reads on. The guy that's in that TV show on Netflix with Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah. Used to be the Marvel man, didn't he?
Okay.
They're all dead. I don't
a
think
beer
so.
That came to be known as the banquet beer. Coors.
Coors.
The banquet beer.
Banquet beer.
The banquet beer.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Coors.
Go what grab a Coors.
What a fantastic beer.
It makes the show more bearable.
Assuming you're over 21.
Yes, please
in
drink.
In the United States. I don't know what the drinking age laws are in the other countries. I guess go nuts.
Drink responsibly.
This is Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show on Adobe Radio. Remember to follow us on Twitter if you haven't done that yet, at EJCShow. Or just search for Eddie, Jason, and Chris, however you want to do it. Yeah, well, our guest is running just a little bit late. We'll get to him in a little bit, but... since we're talking about the Pokemon stuff, I forgot to play this prank call. Why don't we play this new prank call? A Pokemon Go themed prank call. Calling.
Like I feel like the Pokemon is inside you.
It is. Gotta catch them all. This is a call to like a department store, basically. There you go. It's a prank call. Everybody loves the prank calls. Everybody always emails us and tweets us more prank calls, more prank calls. And this is probably why, because of this gem. Huh. I probably shouldn't talk it up too much.
Man. Have another Coors.
Thank you for holding. This is Trump. You find something?
Yeah, I just had a little bit of an issue earlier today.
Okay.
Yeah, so I came in and I was looking for some Pokemon in your store, and I found one over by the electronics. But then one of your employees took out his phone and stole it from me. And okay, that was going to be a lot of points for me. So how are you going to rectify this situation?
Okay, so one of our team members, I took your points.
The Pokemon Go, everybody's playing it.
Okay. I also would need to know what team member it was so that I can have a conversation with them about it.
What would you say to this person?
Well, that's something that's a conversation I'm going to have with them to find out what happened, and then I would go from there based on what our policies are.
Do you allow your employees to steal Pokemon?
Sorry?
Is this part of your employee handbook? Is it people can go around stealing Pokemons?
Well, our handbook doesn't necessarily address those kind of things. There are different things that are part of it. But unfortunately, without a description of the team member or without a little bit more information about the team member, it's kind of difficult for me to address it if, you know, you're concerned.
Could I have you go? Well, just don't worry about it for now. If you could just promise me that you'll put it in your employee handbook that nobody can steal the Pokemons.
I certainly don't control what's in the employee handbook.
Attach a page on there.
Okay, sir.
How hard is that to print off a page and staple it to the back?
Not at all. We most certainly will take care of that for you.
Oh, you will? Okay. And what will it say on that Pokemon page?
Okay, so is there anything else that I can help you with?
Yeah, I want to know what it will say on the Pokemon page.
And like I said before, we don't make up the handbook in the store. It's a company-issued directive. You can most certainly contact our headquarters if you have suggestions for what should be in the team member handbook.
But you're the manager.
And is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Yeah, I need you to staple that page on the back of the employee handbook.
Okay, sir. You have a great afternoon,
is
okay?
Is that a yes?
Okay.
Is that a yes?
No, sir. It's not.
Well, the customer is always right.
Okay.
So, is that a yes?
No, sir. I explained to you that that's not something that I would be able to do.
Well, you can't print off a page and staple it? I'll bring you a printer.
So, is there anything else besides me adding something onto the team member handbook that you would like for me to address for you today?
Well, I mean, I can come by. I'll print off the pages for you and bring a stapler.
There you go. Everybody's talking about the Pokemon.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Was it? I don't know.
I liked it.
David in Australia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Is that
Hi,
Dr. Nick?
David.
Hi, Dr.
Hey, yes.
Welcome.
What's going on? Were you from Texas?
In that prank call? What's your review of that prank call? How many stars?
I'll give it 3.25 out of 5.
All right. Thank you. David, so you said that you're in Australia, in case anybody is wondering.
How many Pokemon have you caught?
Since I installed the game yesterday to find out why all these random people were at the front of my house, there's a gym. So you get how this right there is a gym right at the front of my house, and a couple of nights ago I noticed at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning groups of people standing out underneath this spotlight, like a street light out, and I'm going, what the hell's going on? And then I found out that it was this Pokemon game, and there's people out there all bloody day and night, so
really
trying to become a gym master or something. It's ludicrous. So
it's the beginning of the zombie apocalypse.
It could be. As if social media wasn't killing social interaction enough, you're going to have people literally killing themselves walking into shit and no self-awareness.
Well, David in Australia, joining us on Skype, EJC Show, if you want to add us. You are planning a trip to the U.S. and you're wondering if you can come visit EJC because you're such a big fan.
Yes. Yes.
So go ahead and officially ask, because I just kind of stole your thunder. I want you to have an official ask.
Eddie.
Go ahead.
Jason, I'm coming over to the States from Australia, and I would love to take part in your show somehow, or at least stop in and see you guys. So I worked it out on the trip, and I can stop in after New York. And yeah, I'd love to chill out and meet you guys.
You do realize that New York isn't that close to us, though, right?
Yes.
You can't just walk here from New York.
Two and a bit hour flight.
How long?
A bit hour.
It's about 4 hours.
Four, yeah.
Yeah.
Four. Yeah, so
it's on the way back.
You've
got to
remember that I'm already traveling 20 hours, so it's not really that far out of the way, is it?
Oh, okay then. Well, yeah. When is your big trip to the EJC show?
Towards the end of the year, I'm hoping around about October, maybe September. Well, before it gets too cold, so because I don't know how I would last. With cold over there, so
okay.
I'm used to it's winter now and walking around in shorts. So.
Well, you know, I feel like you need to do some sort of a stunt if you're going to come on the show. You have to do something to entertain our audience. What are you going to do?
And you set the bar as high as you want. I'll do anything.
Oh, really?
I'm not afraid of anything. Yeah.
Will you jump set off the third story balcony with a paper sack as a parachute?
With a sack. If you give me some safety gear, sure. Well,
paper
one of
sack.
You guys has to match me, though.
We'll put someone an air mattress down there. you can land on a air mattress.
What about a jumping castle?
Okay, what if Jason soaks you in vodka and tries to light you on fire?
What about if I make a dark portal and you try and drink a dark portal? That's a challenge.
What's a dark portal?
Something with Vegemite, I'm sure.
Probably.
Shot of vodka, shot of rum, shot of Midori, shot of Bacardi, shot of tequila, and a shot of absinthe with some purple Fanta and some Coke in a nice big glass.
All right. Is that what you have before bed?
You know what? You're on. I'm game.
Oh, Chris is game.
It's a good drink. It's a good drink, so you should try it. If you can get to the end and still remember your name, then you're doing well. So,
is that what you usually have before
work?
That's
how we drink in Australia.
I thought it was just Foster's.
Oh, Foster's. We don't. That's not even an Australian beer. It's an American beer.
Well, then why do you drink it so much? I don't understand. Why are you obsessed with it?
4X, mate. 4X.
Wow.
Coors is an American beer.
Today's episode is brought to you by Coors Banquet, the banquet beer. All right, well, David, yeah, definitely let us know when you're here in the U.S. You can come on and hang out and do a show with us. That'd be fun.
For sure, guys. Thanks very much, and I'll be listening the rest of the show, giving you a bit of...
All right.
Thank you.
Well,
if you do come, don't kill us.
Yeah,
like my only stipulation.
Are we being a little too trusting?
No weird... sex thing either.
Well, Eddie might be game, but Chris and Jason definitely not.
Are you like a
no
psycho?
No sex things, no killings. Okay, I can handle that.
Do we know you're not a killer? Can we do a background check on you first?
Do we know Eddie's not a killer?
You don't. But David, can we do like on air a background check and read the results on the air before you actually come? Because that'd be kind of fun. We can see what shenanigans you've been up to in your life.
Sure. Well. Doctors have tested me, but nothing conclusive was ever found. So, yeah, nothing that they could ever medicate.
What if he's that good of a killer that they just don't find the bodies?
He's got a Criminal Minds episode about him. That's how good he is.
I'm Keith Morrison.
Criminal Minds. Is that still around?
It was an internet radio show.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not really. Like, kind of. You love those network shows, though. I don't really.
No, I don't. I don't really watch it.
I do know what you're
talking
about.
It's like a killer show, though, right?
But
I don't know, something like that.
I just have to ask, how could you guys not have been into Pokemon at all? Like, you're all children of the 80s. How could you, going into that 90s and all the Pokemon cards and all that sort of crap, how could you have not been in it?
This is exactly how it starts, the Dateline NBC episode. They're going to be playing this clip of you on the show, then Keith Morrison. It was an internet radio show sensation.
How old did you think Pikachu was? Why were you trying to catch him?
Why would they be so trusting of a stranger?
I'm Keith Morrison, and I gotta catch them all. The Predators.
Yes.
Coming to you this summer, David the Australian Killer.
I'm Keith Morrison.
You know who? I want to hear William Shatner do a Keith Morrison impression.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think that would be awesome.
Be like, I'm Keith Morrison.
I think Shatner does impressions. I think William Shatner is always just William Shatner.
Yeah.
And he recites what he's read earlier in his trailer.
But all right, David. Well, we'll do a background check on you on the air, and we're looking forward to hanging out with you. See, everybody listening, we get to know our listeners, and we become friends with them, and we get murdered by them. So it's very it's what we do here.
I think I might be sick that show.
We've almost been murdered a couple times, but
Eddie has.
Look forward to it, guys.
Eddie's had. He's had a couple.
All right. Well, cheers.
We call him Danger Close.
Yes.
You're genuinely concerned that I could be like someone that's going to harm you. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm not that bad of a person. Like,
well, we don't know you.
We don't know you.
You're just a listener on the other side of the globe who likes knives, I assume, because I've watched Crocodile Dundee a couple times.
That's not enough. That's enough. Oh,
yeah. Hey, no, don't watch Wolf Creek. That's Crocodile Dundee.
All I'm going to say is when it all goes to court, I'm going to blame you because you guys instigated and you kept bringing me back, so it's all your fault. All falls back on you.
David.
You encouraged me.
Man, that's like serial killer, that level stuff you're saying.
That's something a serial
killer. I'm not a killer, and if I do kill you, it's your fault.
Yeah, you wanted it.
In this position that I had to kill you. It's not my fault. It's now your fault.
But trust me, I'm not a killer.
When they catch a killer or somebody after like a rampage and they go and they talk to his friends and family, are they ever like, oh yeah, I knew that guy was going to snap? They're always like, who would have guessed it was him?
Right. The nicest guy I know, the nicest neighbor I have. Yeah, everybody liked him. He mowed everybody's lawn. Next thing you know, he killed an entire family and then put the baby corpses underneath the trampoline in the backyard.
He was so sweet. He was always leaving me those envelopes full of human hair.
He knows how much I like hair that's been soaked in pert. Wait, no, I went too far.
I just went really dark really quickly, so I don't really know how to comment on that.
David, how do you know, before we let you go real quick, how do you know that we're not the killers?
Well, I kind of hope that you are.
Well, I'm not sure if this is related at all, but you are wearing a V-neck with just like like two chest hairs creeping up, and it's freaking me the f*** out.
Look at it. Look at it, Chris. He's closing his eyes. Look at the chest hair.
Now, is it actual chest hair, or is it hair from his head that has fallen into his shirt?
Could be either.
Now,
pleasure trail creeps all the way up.
Yeah.
He's pushing his chest out so you can look.
Yeah.
It's like a reverse Sasquatch. I didn't want to finish it once I started saying it, but I couldn't back out.
Yeah. That was a fail. David, thank you. Thank you again. We'll be in touch.
Well, you've officially become my grandparents because you've said goodbye to me about 17 times now. So,
goodbye now. Yeah. One more thing, though, before I let you go. Goodbye.
Eat your fruits and veggies. Nah.
And goodbye.
Thanks, guys.
All right, goodbye. Thank you. Oh. But goodbye, though. What the hell was that? Bye-bye. There he is. David in Australia.
Was he doing like a Scooby-Doo thing?
I
get it now.
I get it. We'll never know. But he called us on Skype, and if you want to do that, you can also. Just add EJC Show on Skype, and coming up here in a little bit.
Are we going to give him a couch to crash on, Eddie?
Oh, I didn't go that far with it. You just did. And he's listening, so you want him to stay at your place?
No, absolutely not. No offense.
Why not?
He's
a nice guy.
Yeah, I think...
He'll only murder you a little bit.
I feel like you should do it, because you're close to the airport.
I'm going to set up security cameras and...
And we all know how much you love that modern urban lifestyle.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
V-neck.
You guys are so racist, you know.
Well, You're being racist.
I meant urban gay, not urban black.
Well, here's our guest, Monk Timoney. We're going to talk to him in just a second.
With the faraway places they're talking about, makes me want to go somewhere like an island in the ocean, away from the commotion. An island in the ocean, the ocean.
This just did.
I should write Chris was in the middle of that. That was an accident.
You know what? I am flattered, though, that someone wants to travel across around the world to meet us.
I am, too.
I thought you were going to say around the world to murder us.
Well, you know, it's a fine edge.
Either or.
It's a fine line.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Murder is the sincerest form of flattery.
They just can't live without us.
And can't let us live either. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Follow us on Twitter at EJC Show.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
How may I help you?
I am Chris.
I'm sorry?
I am Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, I like some armpit hair a little bit. And, yeah, some color could work.
We can't do any color today, sweetheart. We can't do any color past 5.
Sorry.
Did you want to get a haircut today?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you want to get the camel color or an all-over color?
Yeah, I like some armpit hair a little bit. And, yeah, some color could work.
Okay. May I have your phone number?
What are we doing?
The haircut? Just to get you into our system?
Why would I have to do that? Do you not have a taint? Are your balls attached directly to your anus?
Okay. May I get your phone number so I can put you down in our system?
Yeah,
okay.
I dare you to take part in an hour-long conversation with two other people. You can't do it.
Okay, may I get your phone number, please, so I can get you into the system?
I'm Keith Morrison.
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm freaking out. Hello?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Hi, do you need to make an appointment?
Yeah.
Can I get your phone number, please?
What are we doing?
Are you wanting a haircut, or...
Yeah, I like some armpit hair a little bit, and yeah, some color could work.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
Well, yes, add us on Twitter if you haven't done that yet. EJC Show on Twitter. And I don't know. Why don't we see what's happening in the world of news? Should we check in on Chris's news a little bit here? I know that there are a couple Pokemon stories.
But yeah, should we stick on a theme?
Maybe we should.
Maybe we can make this our Pokemon show.
Let's wrap up the show with that, huh? We'll tidy it up.
With more Pokemon?
Yeah.
Come full circle.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's more Pokemon news to get to, but why don't we get to something else for
now? I heard this past weekend... Matador in Spain was gored to death on live TV.
This just did.
Did you guys hear about this?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine seeing that?
I remember seeing... you remember Fox... Fox TV used to have those specials that would
run.
It's like,
attack.
Yeah, when animals attack. And now I think they run on cable all the time. But I remember...
We watched one together when we... Like, 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe like what they showed on that show,
because I
sometimes they still come on TV, and there was one I remember very vividly of a guy getting gored, like a matador getting gored by a bull, and you see
he gets
the horn
impaled,
go through him, and like, I couldn't believe they were showing
together.
That on TV, on network TV. There's no way they would show that anymore.
Well, they showed this guy live. It was a live broadcast, and
oh my god,
did he die?
I don't know. I'm sure he died.
He said gored to death.
Yeah. Yeah, he died.
Well, I suppose I shouldn't have been so cavalier, but I think
it's
a barbaric sport.
It really is. It's so... Would you guys ever do that running with the bulls?
Yeah.
That.
I would never do that.
Why?
Sorry. Because... Can you imagine... You want to get gored?
No, you run.
You would do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fine, go do it for the show.
That seems
all
crazy,
right,
man.
Send me over and I'll go.
I would never do it because it's crazy and because they run into a bull fighting arena. It's just a prelude to a bullfight.
Yeah.
It's kind of inhumane, isn't it? It's kind of it's just a barbaric act that there's no respect for the animal.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But if you want to do it for the show, maybe we can send you.
All right,
you can do live running with the bulls on the air.
Yeah, I'll video.
I really don't want him to go and do that.
Why?
This just did.
Because you don't want talked about two separate bull gorings, and I don't want my friend Jason getting gored to death on a dare.
Yeah, but it's not a dare.
It's something no he wants to me. Do. I think that's something he would do normal. If you had the money, like, would you go do that?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's like a trip you'd plan to go
run
with the bulls?
Well, I wouldn't plan, like, specifically for it, but if I was there.
What's that tomato thing you can go do where you throw tomatoes at each other?
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Is that that's also in Mexico, isn't it?
No, I think they're both
or
in
Spain.
Yeah. There's bullfighting in Mexico,
well, if there's
too,
a free
though.
Trip to Spain involved, I, you know, I might be, you know.
I'd do the tomato thing, but I don't know if I'm going
to
do the
you take
bull
the trip
thing.
To Spain and you'd get the Pamplona or wherever and be like, nah, I'm not doing that.
I'd back out. I'd get yeah. too scared. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Maybe. What would you do?
We'll have to send somebody with you to push you out.
No
and
offense,
do it.
But you wouldn't go to the top of the Space Needle.
It's true.
In Seattle, you wouldn't go to the top
yeah, but
of that.
The heights is one thing. Like, I'm not... I don't know.
I know. I know it's different, but I'm just
yeah,
saying.
It's a phobia of mine. Thank
it's
you.
It's a phobia of mine also.
And you went, though.
Yeah.
David in Australia says you should go box a kangaroo in Australia. People do that.
Well, he wants me to go to him so he can kill me there.
Oh, that is right.
More places to hide the body.
Wait, that's a real thing? People box kangaroos? I thought that was always like
an urban
a joke.
Myth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's saying that it was...
I feel like kangaroos would kick you.
Yeah.
Well, what's in the news?
Should we they're kickboxers.
Let's get to one of these stories. What's happening in the world?
Dang Joeys. Isn't that what they're called? Joeys?
A new study. There's always a new study.
A new just did.
New study says that every story includes one of just six plots from Harry Potter to Romeo and Juliet.
I feel like we learned this in English.
I know. This is like an English lesson. This is,
yeah, like... But you're so stupid that you didn't remember English from ninth grade.
Researchers looked at over 1,700 stories and found the core plots that form the complex stories boil down to six main emotional arcs. Fall, Rise, Fall. Oedipus Rex, the Wonder Book of Bible Stories, A Hero of Our Time, and the Serpent River all fall under that category. Rise, Fall. Fall, Rise. Steady, Fall. Steady, Rise. Rest, Fall, Rise. I didn't look this story over enough.
Yeah, that's a boring story. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right. My fault.
My fault for including that one, but I kind of blindly throw them in. You're supposed to be the editor.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, the headline caught me.
Now I feel like I want to pick a movie.
Why would I have to do that? Do you not have a taint? Are your balls attached directly to your anus?
I was just hoping maybe that clip would save the segment. I don't know.
I want to think of a movie that doesn't... that.
See, disproves
this.
This is stupid because I'm actually looking at this and it doesn't describe any of the plots. It just gives the different...
The structures?
Yeah, it's just up and down. It's every combination of up and down possible.
Yeah, it's dumb. Well, yeah. How about this? Here's a story. This is maybe not necessarily part of the news, but a story that is within the packet that I thought maybe we could have a conversation around. I guess a woman, she posted on Reddit, she's asking for advice on Reddit after her boyfriend told her to change before having dinner with his parents because she looked, quote, too slutty in, quote, pattern leggings and a cute baby doll top. So she said when she told him that she was a grown woman and would wear whatever she wanted, he said the pants were too tight, blah, 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 she looks slutty. And, the top rated, I don't know, what do you guys think? Like, would you want your significant other to hang out with your parents if they're looking too slutty?
Do we have a picture of her?
I would like to use that for later, probably. It sounds like she's...
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Vikings are good.
Like,
Yeah, I think if you're going out with her to meet your parents... I think you get to have a say in what she's wearing that night.
Really?
Maybe not get to dress her, but be like, I'm canceling dinner. I'm not letting you, you know, like,
so if
prance
like...
your camel toe in front of mom and dad.
So you would make your girlfriend redress herself if, like, she was, like, wearing something way too revealing?
If she looked like she was going to a porn shoot.
What do you think your parents would say, though? Do you think that they would, like, give you a lot of crap if she showed up like that?
Or would your dad be like,
Attaboy.
Probably would.
Attaboy. But your mom would probably be pissed.
No. I think like, too nice for it. I just wouldn't want to be in that
situation. Sorry, she just got off work.
That's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome that she had to like go take the time to post it to Reddit to ask for advice.
What about you, Jason? What would you do?
I probably wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care?
No.
Absolutely whatever.
Yeah.
You're you're not looking slutty enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really... Yeah,
My dad likes more cleavage.
I don't really care about that stuff.
People on Reddit said that, I guess the top rated response to Reddit was, he should have been clearer about why he was objecting to your outfit and should not have, I guess she texted. Okay, this message, these stories are horrible. This is bringing up things that weren't even mentioned in the first paragraph, so I have no idea what they're talking about. Anyways, they're saying,
you got to read this. Yeah, there's a
second paragraph that you missed that explained all of that. That's how that works.
In the second paragraph of the story,
it's a structure.
Yeah. I forgot that there was a second paragraph. In the second paragraph of the story, the dinner was canceled, and the guy texted his dad saying, because my girlfriend is dressed too slutty. So the top-rated person on Reddit, this is what everybody seems to agree with on Reddit. They say that he should have been more clear about why he was objecting to your outfit and should not have texted his father that message that she's dressed too slutty. You shouldn't have turned it into an empowerment issue when he clearly knew how his parents would react to your outfit and knew it would be a bad idea.
Maybe that guy shouldn't be with a girl who would want to dress provocatively.
Yeah, if it's a...
Like, if it's an issue...
You know what you're getting
into.
It's not an
issue normally. I'm sure that's why
right.
he...
But if she can't, like, think about that, maybe she's not the one for that guy.
See, I think she just got pissed because he was telling her what to do, which normally I'd understand.
Well, this guy kind of seems like a square, too, you know?
Square?
So do you want your girlfriend's dressing as slutty as possible
Can we go back
you
to
meet your parents?
Eddie saying... He's a square.
How else would I describe this guy?
Yes, that's fair. Let's pause a moment.
Like, what year are we?
What do you want to say about this?
You could see he's a real
man. He's getting stage fright. The deed's done.
I don't know what else. How else am I going to describe this guy?
You could say he's a real Melvin.
This guy's a real Melvin. And, you know, he's
look,
giving his girlfriend the business.
There's three chest hairs poking out of his V-neck.
That's because he's upset. He's riled.
He fluffed him.
Look at him. But I forgot what we were going to be talking about.
He's a real square. This is what we were talking
How
about.
How else? This guy's a dud.
He's lame?
He's a douche. What do you want me to say?
That's good.
He's a square. I'm bringing it back.
You and only you.
Yeah, this guy just needs to get a life.
No, seriously, though, would you want your girlfriend dressing all slutty to meet your parents?
I mean, ideally, no, but if she happened to be wearing something a little too revealing, I don't think I would cancel dinner over it. It's just like, whatever.
There's got to be a line, though. Like,
I mean, if she's dressed up in, like,
you know,
fish stockings.
Lingerie or something, be like... back in that bedroom, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, but you would second guess your relationship if she even tried, right? If she tried to go meet your parents in, you know, lingerie or...
Well...
He's really thinking about
this. I'd second guess having her meet the parents, but, you know, I think...
Why don't you just stay home that night and bang and then break up with her?
Yeah.
I think that's a solution. The guy should have just done that instead of ruining a good thing.
Yeah, well, he's a real square.
He canceled dinner.
Now are they still together? That's the question.
Says here they're getting married next week.
Oh, and we're invited.
I just made that up. I have no idea.
You know, I feel like she would... Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, I don't know. I remember in high school I dated this chick that actually, you know, she had really big boobs. And you know, like when you're in high school, boobs are a fascinating thing. Yeah. And these girls get these boobs and they want to show them off. And I remember she just had always like looking back, a ridiculous amount of cleavage at all times, even when my parents were around. So I didn't care then. But then again, I didn't really know what was going on. But looking back, she had like just a ridiculous amount of cleavage always.
Showing cleavage is one thing.
But it was like that's gratuitous, like, cleavage, I would say.
Still, wow. I feel like you could go to like a fancy dinner
and they're fantastic,
with some
fantastic cleavage.
That's why
with
you didn't
care. Cleavage, and you're still getting away with it somehow. Cleavage is like the acceptable slutty.
Yeah.
That's the socially polite way of being half naked.
What about like flip it? So I wish we had a girl we could talk to right now, like. What if
Katie on the line?
What if your boyfriend like had a man bulge like no other, and to meet your parents? Would you?
Why are you wearing jogging shorts in the first place? We're going to a nice dinner.
Or if like one testicle is hanging out of a short, is that too much cleavage?
She knew about my testicle before we scheduled this dinner to begin with.
I have a low hanging left testicle.
Well, let's get a female perspective right now.
It would be nice. But, I mean, do you think a girl would stop and cancel dinner because of that?
Because of a
bulge? Because
a your
bulge? Nut is a hanging
bulge.
Out?
No,
yes.
No. That was a little too far, but
everybody
man bulge.
Get up, his
like
balls
really,
are out.
Really tight pants or something. Like,
yeah, looks, that'd be weird. That'd be a weird move.
It would be weird.
Hello? Katie, oh, you're on the EJC show. It's Jason's girlfriend. We see. Sorry.
Hey, that's how we
feel like
every single week.
This.
No, you didn't get tricked into anything. We just wanted a
That's how I feel too.
Every week.
Just wanted a legitimate female perspective on something.
Are you listening to the show right now?
Yeah, I just now turned it on. I was out shopping.
Well, you know that. So, did you hear the topic, though? You know, about the girl that was wearing something too revealing?
Yeah, and I was, like, confused because I was like, you guys only like cleavage in high school? I feel like guys always like big boobs.
Well, the question for you, I guess, is, like, would you be upset if you had a dinner with your parents and you're dating a guy? We'll leave Jason out of this. We can put him in if you want, but... So you go
one
out
of your other boyfriends.
You go out to one of your other boyfriends. You guys are out and you go to dinner and they just have like a huge man package going on.
Like tight pants. Would you cancel dinner for that?
Would you cancel dinner?
No, I think my mom would like it.
Well, see, it goes along the same lines as dad would like a girl wearing too slutty of an outfit.
I mean, he'd totally get made fun of if he stuck around. Like, my family would poke fun of him for, like, ever, but, you know.
But you wouldn't care or cancel
you wouldn't try to censor that person?
No.
There you go.
There you go. Green light, Jason.
I've never tried to censor Jason.
That's true.
Well, he does it all the time at the Sizzler.
Yeah. He's always showing off his package.
Right. Well, that's all we just want.
He's always walking around like, do you want some sizzle with that steak? You
got to dress to impress.
Right. All right. Well, thanks, Katie. Thanks for answering and thanks for listening.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys.
Go Broncos. I don't know why I wanted to say that. I thought it was funny.
Oh, we forgot to tell Katie that you had some chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
That might be too much. Worth canceling
too much,
dinner over.
Yeah, too much chest hair.
Follow us on Twitter, EJC Show, if you haven't done that yet. And we're also on Facebook, of course. We're on all the dumb social media out there. Just a minute, we're going to talk to Monk Timoney.
With the faraway places they're talking about, makes me want to go somewhere like an island in the ocean, away from the commotion. An island in the ocean.
Looking forward to this from New York. It's a duo. Like the White Stripes. And the Black Keys. Kind of that same style. That's coming up next on EJC.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. EJCShow.com.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Ooh, yes, 1-888-99-IDOBE, 1-888-994-3624. If you want to call up, EJC show on Skype. Our guest here, let's see if he'll answer his phone now. I don't know. We probably should have called him off the air,
yeah,
but
I was gonna say,
sometimes we're not that.
We don't have that smart foresight.
I don't know. Now he's not answering his goddamn phone.
Can we say goddamn?
Yeah.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you do live interviews. Whatever. Maybe he'll call in later. Maybe he won't. In the meantime, why don't we get to one of Chris's stories? Do we have a quick story? Like maybe a quick good one, perhaps? That's good.
That's a true professional newsman. No.
Brian Williams does it all the time. He used to, at least. Now Lester Holt does. It's like, oh, another news. Where's my paper? I guess something happened in Fallujah.
I'm pretty sure they get a warning off air before they have to read the news.
This just did.
Turn on the camera and be like, go, go.
Did they get a
Why
warning?
Aren't you ready?
Did they get a warning when 9/11 happened, Chris?
Yeah, they got a call from their producers saying, look out your window and get down to the office. The news office.
The news.
Newsroom.
We're writing some. Shut the
Quick,
the
immediately,
hell up.
Get down to the news office. There's been a terrorist attack.
I'm glad we could laugh about it now.
I'm not laughing about what you're laughing about, but okay.
I'm laughing about Chris.
He's laughing about the planes flying into buildings.
Okay.
But
whoa.
Our guest is on the air. And
that's too soon.
I know.
Golly.
This just in to building one. This just in to building two. Chris, that's just too much. You're ruining the show.
We were having a good show until right now.
I know, until he did that.
Did you say our guest was on?
No, this is what happens when
I definitely heard you say our guest is on, and I was like, oh man, this is really bad now. He's hearing all of this?
I think
this
maybe
train wreck?
He didn't realize he said it, because I think we definitely
heard it. He's just saying things.
One of us might have to pretend to be him in the other room, because
we've never done that before, let's just say that.
You know, we book these guests, and then we build the whole show around them. We put their names on the episode of the show. We play their music. This is all for free, by the way. We could be charging like a lot of money for this, but we don't. Oh, here he is. TJ, Mr. TJ Rosenthal from the band Monk Timoney. Everybody's talking about you're on the show. Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, man, am I supposed to be visible or am I supposed to be audible right now?
Oh, you could turn off the video. You don't necessarily need that right now. We're not doing video this week, but we appreciate you making the effort.
Okay, so how's that?
Oh, good. You sound great, though. How are you doing?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. You know, it's funny. Joe, my bandmate, had just hit me. He's like, hey, man, get the Skype app on. And man, this stuff gets so tricky from room to room in the apartment here in New York City.
Right.
You don't know if something's on or it's clicking. And
especially when you're stealing your neighbor's Wi-Fi. You know,
that's what I was about to say. It's tricky. That kid with the propeller hat running on the apartment below me, you know?
Right.
If he runs into the living room, I get it. If not, you know,
I can actually, you know, you're on camera right now and I can see you walking around your apartment, and it seems like a pretty big apartment for New York City. So congrats to you.
Yeah. You know what? It's got it's an old school apartment. 1906's building went up, and it's called a one bedroom, but it's really two.
Here,
I'll give you a little tour. That's the living room. That's where all the do a lot of the songwriting. Bedroom's a little dark. We'll throw the light on for you.
I wish everybody else could see this. It's just me, but it's really a nice place. Take my word for it. How'd you find this place though? Like it's got to be really hard to find.
There's
a place.
An old school window. Well, you know what's funny is my uncle was buying restaurant equipment on the Bowery from the landlords, the Barry guys, who had actually just sold the building. So we don't know what's going to happen in the coming years. But, you know, they were like an old school Little Italy kind of crew over there. And
so they were the mafia.
When I first got the place, they were thrilled that they knew someone that wanted to move in. you know, because this way, like they said, you know, you had Big Nick, Little Nick, Frankie right. in the back, and they said, hey, we know your Uncle Carrie, so, you know, if you move out or you sneak out and don't pay a month, we know where to find you, but if you come in here, we'll give you the summer free.
So, oh, wow. That's a hell of a deal, man. That's a hell of a deal. Well, that's awesome. You know,
so when it first came in, I had the summer free. I had no furniture. I was just hanging out, sitting on a mattress on the ground, but, you know, we built it up into something, you know?
So now you actually record your band records in there? Is that what you were showing?
You know, we don't record here, but we kind of – the idea is
– play around.
Yeah, the idea is start in the apartment here, and, you know, we build them out, and we go from there to this rehearsal space to the studio, and that's really how it goes. The EP that we just released, the debut
– the one that released in the fall of last – it's almost been a year since that came out, by the way, right?
Which one?
The debut EP.
No, the EP was recorded then, but in fact, we released it on the 24th. We released it just, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. But it was recorded over the year. So when we did it in Woodside, Queens, we did it around here. We got it mixed and mastered over at Sterling Sound down on the west side. And we just recently recorded songs for the follow-up out in L.A., so, you know, we want to kind of keep a consistency going with releases. So we're in the midst of actually mixing and mastering those so we can kind of have like a steady flow of music for people.
Now, you guys are a duo, much in the same vein as, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you talk of a duo in the genre of music you are, everybody talks about the Black Keys and the White Stripes, of course.
Right.
But, so it's you. You're on the vocals and guitars. And then Joe, your bandmate, is on the drums, and he also is a vocalist. Let's play just a little bit of this song. We've been playing it all show, teasing you being on the show, but let's hear a little more.
What the faraway places they're talking about makes me want to go somewhere like an island in the ocean, away from the commotion. An island in the ocean.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, I hear a lot of that influence in there, but you guys have your own spin on it, of course. It sounds really good, and that's from your self-titled EP, Monk Tammany. Am I saying that right?
We pronounce it Monk Tammany, and okay. That song, Back of the Building.
All right, fair enough. That's,
and that particular song, Back of the Building, was sitting here one day. You know, it's funny how in the city – I'm sure it's happened, you know, happens in every city, but in New York in particular, you just get street noise. It just comes at you from, you know, the most, you know, at the most inopportune times, most obscure places. You know, you're finally relaxed. All of a sudden, they're scaffolding and they're building something new. Well, you know, the bedroom that you can see is in the backside of the apartment, but the adjoining building is just. It really just wears on us because these guys, as you can see here, and your listeners can't, but you see this jackass down there who's got a deck, which is illegal, but this building and where the garbage cans are down there, you just had this like smokers club that started and they were talking. I think they were Serbian guys, but they were sitting there talking for 10, 15 minutes, like 6:30 in the morning. We didn't really understand really what they were talking about because I don't speak Serbian, but they, you know, all of a sudden they were throwing these other phrases and laughing like islandy beach stuff. And I'm just like, you know, And that's really where the Back of the Building, that kind of song, just kind of ripped through. I wanted to just turn my guitar amp up so loud and piss off the entire building, but it just became that riff.
And that's the name of the song, by the way, too. That's Back of the Building. That's the number one track, or the first track on the Monk Tammany self-released, self-titled EP. And, yeah.
No, I was just about to correct you. Monk Tammany.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Why don't you just state it from now on? And we'll go play the Pokemon later.
Just point to me.
it's very cool project. And so what's your background in music? You've probably been around the scene a lot, doing a lot of different things. Where do you come from? I know this is sort of a newer project, but
yeah, we Joe and I come out of the New York scene. dates a few years back now. We've been in some previous bands together, and I would say we've mixed and matched in a few different projects. Lower East Side, we had a band in about 6-7 years ago we did in Brooklyn, and through a couple different projects, whoops, and he switched into a couple other projects as well in recent years. So, you know, coming through different scenes here, you know, rock scenes, indie scenes, I had a batch of songs that while, you know, Joe was in another band or he had been searching or just taking time away from music for a minute, and I was in a band at the time, but found that I had been writing stuff that wasn't necessarily applicable to that project, instrumentation-wise, and showing it to Joe, who's been a friend of mine for a long time. Hey, you know, am I losing my mind here, or is there a whole other thing going on? And, you know, he's great at organizing, you know, things through sets and sounds and beats and that kind of stuff. So
you grew up in the New York area, I would imagine, and you, you know, that's where you, right? Is that correct? Before I continue with my question, is that, I'd imagine you're from the area, right?
Yeah. It's a new, And Joe is actually right now in LA. So okay. We have kind of a bi-coastal thing working right now, which is kind of cool. We're going out there to do some shows in 2-3 weeks. We'll be playing the Mint in LA okay. on July 23rd.
Everybody in LA, check out that show for sure.
And we're working on some other dates around that as well in some of the neighboring cities. Well,
so you kind of grew up.
The advantage of that is it kind of allows us to just kind of swap back and forth.
Right. That's good. You get both coasts, major markets, and so you grew up in New York, and that's where you sort of that's where you became interested in music. What were you seeing growing up? What bands kind of were you checking out, and what scene were you in? Like,
you know, it's funny. Like for me, I've kind of darted in and out of all types of rock scenes. You know, I would say in recent years, I've probably taken an interest to vintage soul, you know, early 80s hip hop, some of the more, you know, classic standard hip hop things like Public Enemy, that kind of stuff. But growing up, you know, I would say the scenes, I'd bounce in and out of different things, you know, from classic rock to indie to punk, you know, to British Invasion. So I would say I'm probably decently to pretty well schooled on a lot of those genres, but wouldn't say I'm carrying the flag for one in particular.
Okay.
So that depending makes sense. On when you would catch me and what haircut or, you know, what I wouldn't say flavor of the month because I wouldn't drop a genre as right. a fan or listener.
You're just a music fan. You're a genuine music fan who just loves music is what I'm picking up on.
I'd pick up things along the way and maybe kind of add to them. You know, there was a point where, you know, I was really into, you know, punk 76 stuff and the Clash and the Ramones and, you know, the Sex Pistols and all those things that
yeah.
kicked that off. But at the same time, I, you know, got into the electro bands from the 60s and Love and Arthur Lee. And so, you know, you're hitting punk in one end, then you're hitting some of that stuff on another. And, you know, you still have your basis of all the basic British Invasion, the Kinks, the Animals and all that stuff. And,
right.
you know, you partner that with new things that continue to come out. You know, in the 2000s, it was Kasabian and Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and those kind of bands that I felt, you know, they excited me. You know, you want to be excited when you listen to music. I don't really care too much about if something's reviewed as well or it's this or that. It's kind of how you feel about it. So,
and you guys put a lot of energy into your music, I would say, that it's really fun stuff to listen to. Everybody should go check out Monk Timoney's self-titled release, the EP. It's available right now, right? Yeah, it's available on the 24th of June, and everybody can stream that on, you know, Spotify and all that. And where can they buy it? At your website, I would imagine.
Right, they can. You know, it's obviously available on iTunes. It was released a few weeks ago. The EP, if you're a vinyl person, is available. If you're in New York, go to Rough Trade Records in Williamsburg. North 9th Street. I'm sure the people who are listening that know about Rough Trade know where it is. But
yeah,
for those of you kind of new to the New York scene, you could get the vinyl there. You could purchase it on our website, monktammany.com. And 180 gram, limited edition, white vinyl. And, wow, you know, we're proud of it. You know, like it's a culmination of putting an idea forth and having a tangible physical product for it.
Well, you guys going to tour on this thing or what?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we're setting all that stuff up now.
Okay.
You know, we're aiming for September, hitting some Midwest stuff. And, you know, we have a few shows. We're playing with Reputant on Cult Records, September 8th at Pianos. We should be able to team that gig up with something else in New York, probably right after a Midwest run. So, you know, we're going to test it out a little bit in the West Coast. And like I said, at the end of this month, we're doing LA and we're just about trying to finalize some other shows out there. So, you know, you partner the West Coast or you team the West Coast up with the Midwest and some East Coast stuff. And, you know, we'll be gathering up the mixes for the next EP. So
yeah,
we'll be busy well, both playing live and getting some more music out there.
Excellent. Well, everybody go check out Monk Tammany and keep us up to date. Let us know how we can help you out once you release those tour dates and we'll help you spread the word. And we appreciate you coming on the show. We'll play you out with Back of the Building. Everybody go check out Monk Tammany. Thanks, man, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, TJ.
Hey, thanks for having me and for the support as well.
Anytime. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Here it is. Back of the Building.
From the back of the building, you can hear it downstairs. From the back of the building, in a room with no sunlight. It don't sound like a drug deal. It's not fake, it's not real. Talking about makes me want to go somewhere like an island in the ocean, away from the commotion. An island in the ocean, the ocean. Like an island in the ocean, away from the commotion. An island in the ocean.
This is Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. And Jason thought it would be funny to fart in my face just before I go on the air.
I did not fart in your face.
It's true.
Thank you.
You wafted toward me.
That's two not very different things.
I didn't even. I handed it to you.
Could you imagine Jason bending over and actually farting in your face?
That would have been funnier.
Like pants down.
Well, now you know.
Like sweaty butt crack in your face. Ugh. Fart.
That would be hilarious.
But you probably wouldn't even do it on the air.
I would not do that.
So it'd be a waste. If you're gonna do that, just at least do it on the air. Is my only request.
You're such a whore for. On air.
At least make
you'll do anything for
well then I can at least say you did it on the show, not in real life. Matt Harris, co-host of Northwest Coast, is on the phone.
I have a question for you, Eddie.
For Matt Harris?
No, for you, Eddie.
Well, Matt's on the line. Say hi to Matt first.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Eddie.
Hello.
He'll like this, or he'll want to know your answer. So you'll do anything for the show, right? If it's on the air.
Absolutely.
Matt will.
Matt, you will? Or Eddie will.
Sort of just eating my own I guess I'll do, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing we could have him do? Inseminate
a
cow.
Well, not at work, I mean. I'm responsible. I'm paying taxes right now. So
you are actually working right now, Matt.
Well, we're on lunch, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at work.
Are your coworkers enjoying our show?
No, they're in the fab shop. Everything's kind of too noisy for them to, unless they had it on their phones, I guess they could listen in.
You've been texting me a lot of these ladies that you are seeing on Tinder. You've been texting me pictures of them.
What?
And
getting Eddie's approval? Is that?
Well, they seem to be like, some of them seem to be sort of a little bit crazy. Some seem to be all right. How's it been going for you?
Oh, it's a mixed bag. It's interesting. I match with these really beautiful women, and then I'm like, oh, there's something wrong. Has to be something that I'm not seeing. And so
I understand you got catfished.
Yeah, I guess I would be catfished. I got stood up, definitely, for sure.
By Catherine, 33, general manager, who likes to cook, eat, play, shop, swim, camp, fish, and hike.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, that was one girl that was, we talked for a bunch, we texted a bunch, and then we talked on the phone, and then she wanted to come out for a drink.
You even talked on the phone?
Yeah, I did.
So do you think there was like some really obese chick in the corner of the bar, like just staring at you, laughing?
Maybe. Well, it was actually just, I went to some hipster bar out in southeast Portland, and yeah, it was just a bunch of hipsters there. Nobody was by themselves, definitely. So,
Chris was
looking around, I was going to stop, like, hello, are you Janet? Are you Janet?
That's a good icebreaker.
But he's been matched with like really hot chicks.
That's
he's sent me like
girls,
all these pictures.
Yeah, but that's how you meet girls at the bar. Just say that you're there to meet someone and like, I guess I got stood up and give like sad puppy eyes. And then they might like, well, let me buy you a drink anyway.
Yeah, be like, you're not Janet, but do you want to buy me a drink anyways? Because Janet was going to.
Yeah, and I can't find her and I'm really sad. Ooh, that's good. I like that. You should try it.
You're prettier than her, though.
Yeah. But how are you? So you're matching with a lot of really hot chicks, though. What do you think's going on there?
They're fake.
Well, I mean, the last two weren't
fake. Let's
see them.
They're right here if you want to see them.
The most recent was she was young though. She was just turned 23, and
yeah, that's far too young. Oh my lord. Who would want to bang a 23-year-old?
Yeah.
24 is the minimum for you, Eddie?
Yeah. And then there's this... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's a catfish photo.
Have you ever won this one?
Really?
So you're a catfish...
Wait. The catfish was the one who looked like a like 70s female?
Yeah, I mean, it's the whoever that... It's
maybe that's what she looked like
are,
30
so.
Years ago.
But you seem to be having like a hard time. Are you having a hard time like meeting a girl out there? Or like, are you trying to find like... Are you like in the mode where you're trying to find a really nice girl to settle down with? And what's your deal? You seem to be having a hard time.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I take dating kind of seriously. I'm not taking life seriously, but like... If I like you, like, I'm going to call you and want to hang out, you know? And so, I don't know if there must be some type of miscommunication where women think that if you have your shit together or you want something and are bored, it's a sign of desperation. until they leave. Mm. Or it's everybody just doesn't, you know, it's like, oh, this person wants to date, but I don't want to date.
I think you're being too nice. So, would you be more of a dick?
Are you too clingy, maybe? Is that what you're kind of...
I don't know what clingy is. So, like,
oh, you call him five times a day?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, then, yeah, I don't know.
About it.
Go ahead.
If I text or, you know, I send a text or something and be like, talk back and forth, they'd be like, hey, I've got nothing planned tonight, why hang out? And so that's how things usually progress. And then
so all these hot girls are like looking for sex and they just want to bang you, and you're like, no, I'm not a cheap hooker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or they're guys like Chris.
Catfishing.
Catfishing, yeah. Guys.
Well,
we can classify you as a catfish now, Chris.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can, Eddie. Can we?
Sure, sure.
You were talking to other men posing as a female.
Nobody knows what we're talking
in
about.
In a sex chat.
that may or may not have happened.
That definitely. Why shy away from it, Eddie?
It happened.
That happened. You didn't do it, or did you get involved after I left?
Well, Matt, we wish you the best of luck with what's going on. I think that we'll go back to that in a second, real quick, because there's an echo on this phone. It's driving me up the wall. But Matt, sure. Best of luck with everything going on there. And I think that you just need more of a dick. And keep us posted, though. But I think just be a dick.
No, I wouldn't say that. Be yourself, man. You'll find someone.
No, be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Be yourself. Otherwise, it would be based on a lie.
Lie to everyone.
I meet myself and I send my in a picture.
Dude,
pick everyone.
That's for sure. That's a for sure win right there.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
How can
good to talk to you.
How can you give him crappy? How can you give him crappy advice like that, Eddie?
Yeah.
Don't be yourself. Be someone else.
Oh, what do you know? Are you, Oprah?
I'm just saying, if he's looking to like,
had the longest relationship of any of us.
If he's looking to like find someone that he like wants to be with, which it sounds like he's not looking just for a fling, he wants like a.
Then he needs to get off of Tinder and go to like Match.com or something. I think that's his issue.
Yeah,
all these
that's
are
true.
On Tinder.
Yeah,
he's on a hookup app, and then he's upset
true.
That they're trying to hook up with him.
All right, fair enough.
Well, my future brother-in-law has met his. Nah, never mind. Well, nobody knows anything. No, it's okay.
Sorry.
Never mind. Never mind. He met his girlfriend, his steady girlfriend on Tinder. People meet on Tinder for
dating. Well, I know, but if he's like in a serious relationship mode, I think if he's just in the wrong spot. There's like a million apps out there for everything. Like Tinder is more casual, I feel. Not that you can't meet people
I
out
guess
there.
That's true. That's true.
Just more, you know. Who's in my area that wants to bang?
That should be an app.
That's the name of an app? In my area that would like to bang? How about who's in my area that would like to have sexual intercourse on this fine evening? The app.
Well, not the evening. Don't drop the evening. That's weird.
On this fine day.
What if it's the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Or the morning.
Right. Well, all right. Should we get to a news story? We have a couple Pokemon news stories, and we can wrap up the show.
You're obsessed with... How many Pokemon do you got?
Got to catch them all.
No, how many do you got?
One or two.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't really been playing it that much.
Did you get them in your house?
You actually have to walk.
Oh, you can't just sit and like...
No, it's not my type of game.
Paint.
Too much exercise. If I wanted to exercise, I'd go to the gym.
How many car accidents do you think have been caused by Pokemon Go thus far?
Not enough.
Within the first week. Not enough.
Wow. What's in the news?
A teen in Wyoming stumbled across a dead body in a river while playing the addictive new smartphone game Pokemon Go. This just in. The girl said she was trying to get a Pokemon from a natural water resource, so she walked by the river. That's where she found a dead male body floating in the water.
Oh my god, did you catch it?
She called 911. Authorities believe the man's body was in the river less than a day. They aren't sure if he was murdered or died of natural causes.
So if she wasn't playing this game, when do you think the body would have been found? Because she most likely wouldn't have been walking.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Do you think she's still playing Pokemon Go?
Or do you think she's scarred for life?
Hmm.
I feel like the creators of Pokemon Go should give her like a special character for the trauma that she's witnessed.
What else is in the news? There's another Pokemon story, right?
Yeah.
You're obsessed.
At least 11 Pokemon Go players have been robbed in Missouri because of the smartphone game app. This just in. Four thieves were busted driving around in a BMW with a handgun looking for Pokemon Go players that were caught up in the game. The majority of the victims were playing alone when the armed robbers confronted them. Police said the victims weren't aware of their surroundings because they were staring at their phones.
Oh my, what idiots.
The teen suspects apparently used bait to attract more Pokemon at remote locations and lure the victims there. They would then steal the victims' phones and personal belongings before driving off. It's actually really smart. Pokemon Go became wildly popular after its release last Wednesday and uses a smartphone's camera and GPS to have players chase after and catch Pokemon in real life. Pokemon Go have already reportedly suffered from minor bumps and bruises while playing after failing to pay attention to the real world during the game. Pokemon Go players.
Gotcha. Yeah.
God. I'm Keith Morrison.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Wow.
Are Pokemon Go players someone you'd really want to try to rob? Because obviously they probably don't have a lot of money.
What? Why do you think that?
This is what's wrong with America. Was implied.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I'm with Jason.
This is what's wrong with America.
Eddie.
This is why democracy doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. And his four chest hairs.
Yes.
You guys are so racist,
All right, well, that's assuming that people who play Pokemon don't have any money is a little bit of a stretch, I think, because don't they... I don't know. I'm not going to get the demographics into who has a smartphone, but if you're paying $500 for a phone...
Everyone has a smartphone.
What year is this? 2005?
Yeah.
I want to go back to a flip phone, I think.
Well...
I want to get my Sidekick out.
To be ironic,
I've never
or you're
had
just
it.
Sick of the
people knowing where I am. When my phone tells me how long it takes me to get to work. You ever notice that on your phones?
I love that. That's one of the best parts of having this.
Really? You just flip up and they're like, oh, it'll take you.
Yeah, that's great.
I hate that. Why? I don't want them to know where I live or where I work.
Then delete Pokemon.
I don't have Pokemon. He said it right that time.
Where's our thing for the...
end here,
of
I
the
got
show.
One right here.
Okay, I don't have one.
Just 2 seconds. Right. Here we go. Wait, no. Hold on.
Too many papers. Are we supposed to end the show with too many goddamn papers? Well, get Don on the phone.
All right.
All
right.
I got it.
Where's Don?
In 1873, Golden, Colorado was home to miners searching for gold.
And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion.
Coors.
A beer that came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado, with great beer comes great responsibility.
All right, well, thank you, everybody.
More emphasis when we say it together, I feel.
I feel like they're getting more bang for their buck, and they should pay us triple.
Triple, at least.
All right, well, we'll see you next time on the show. Remember to download the podcast or stream it, whatever you want to do. We're on the podcast app if you have an iPhone, or we're on the Android thing. Just search Eddie, Jason, and Chris in your favorite podcast app, and we're there, goddammit. And we're on Twitter and Facebook. Jason, if you close that laptop, we will immediately be taken off the air because it'll shut off. He's closing the laptop.
Don't ever test me again. Don't ever test me again.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.